Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy. And welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. And thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you guys. So, ready, set, go. You know, with me with kids. They used to motivate us to run a race, to get started. Okay? It didn't matter whether we were racing down the street, whether we were playing a ball game or whether we were skipping rope, whether you were on a team trying to win a tournament or whatever the objective was. We prepared ourselves. We took the steps necessary to put ourselves in a position to accomplish the desired end. In other words, we set ourselves up to win, not to fail, not to get discouraged, not to detour, not to do something else. Not to fall short, but to set everything in motion so that we could meet the mark. Well, as adults, we forget that. Oftentimes, we make things so much harder than they really need to be. So much harder than they really are. And we exhaust ourselves with fear and discouragement and frustration and memories of the past and pain and suffering, and we just go on and on and on and just wallow in it sometimes. Somebody said, if that's what makes you happy, then continue. Some people enjoy their depression, and if that is your choice, depression is a choice. That is your choice, then by all means, go for it. But if you are trying to live a life of unlimited joy, it is time for you to position yourself to accomplish that end. And it really isn't that hard. Going back to your childhood, you had a plan. You had an idea. You knew who you wanted to be and what you wanted to have and how you wanted to live. Sometimes it was just like your parents, you wanted to be them. And for others, it was something entirely different. And we play those little games with our friends, and we even acted out certain scenarios based upon our hopes and our dreams. We have our imagination took us. And we were setting ourselves up in order to feel that magic. You know, we do everything for the feeling we expect to derive. Everything. We get in relationships and we have an expectation of how that person is going to make us feel, how they are going to treat us. And somehow, along the way, as we mature, we are either discouraged by others from daydreaming, our creativity sometimes is suppressed, and we find ways to fall short. It's almost as though we are waiting for someone to give us permission to be, do, and have the life that we desire. So instead, we find everything else that we can do that does not support our goals, our objectives, okay, does not make us happy, doesn't even look like our purpose or our assignment from our creator. And instead, we are just doing enough just to get by. The sad part about it is we don't stop ourselves. Most often, I see people every day that they just don't bother to utilize their skills, talents, and abilities in a productive way. They put that aside and they, you'll hear them say it often. Well, you know, I've got a family now, responsibilities, I've got stuff I've got to do, so, you know, I can't take that chance. I can't live that dream. I can't take that risk. Yeah, I believed in that when I was young, but life has taught me something different. And that really is sad, because all of us, not just that individual, but all of us lose out when we fail to follow through. And our reason for being on the planet. We are all spiritual beings having a human experience. God individually expressed in a body as us. That's it. You're here to continue God's creation. Any way you look at it, I don't care what you believe in or what kind of religious practices you signed up for. That's what you're here for, to continue God's creation. And some of us do it one way, some of us do it another way. And it is through that conflict and sometimes the hurt and the pain and suffering that we are able to transform and evolve. But we have to remain true to our calling. And when you know what it is that you want to do with your life, with what seems obvious for you, what your soul resonates toward, then ready, set, go. There's no need to hesitate. No need to fear. No need elsewhere. No need to make up excuses. You have one goal in mind. You're the architect, the designer of your life. In you. Has already been placed the seed of greatness. That power you keep looking for is already within you. And if you look around your world, wherever you are right now, you will see evidence of all that God has created as well as man. Keep building on those creations for ourselves and others. It's a process. That leads us to the end result, desire. And yes, yeah, sometimes we're a little sidetracked. Sometimes there are interferences. Sometimes we get a little dissuaded or discouraged because of some of the things that other people do or say that we allow to interrupt or influence us. And we turn the switch off. We don't allow ourselves to proceed. Some of us take it as a sign or a signal. Oh, well, that must mean it's not God's will. Okay. God gave you free will, so God didn't have to deal with it. Oh, yeah, you're going to be held accountable. Okay, because you're always going to see an effect. Okay, everything you do is going to create a result. And when we stop looking at the result as the cause, then we'll get back on track. Okay? Because it is our thinking, our beliefs, our doing that causes the effect. So many times we get that twisted. And we let it deter us, making our mark, living our dream, loving ourselves, loving each other. Some of us are in constant battle, always fighting. Nothing's ever right for us. And the thing about it is we're just never satisfied. The bottom line is, ask yourself each day, what have you accomplished? How have you gotten a little bit closer to your desires, to living a life of unlimited joy? Okay? Did you wake up in the morning? Okay? Wiggling your toes, thanking God for your health, your life, your strength, and then jumping out of bed, ready, set, go, and ready to fulfill your purpose? Or did you instead start cursing the fact you had to get up? Start cursing the fact that you didn't feel like doing your work today. As you look around your household with thanksgiving, gratitude, or did you, your mind, full of anguish, fear, frustration. Mad at everybody by the time you get out the house. Get out there on the road, on the highway, and you can't understand how come people are cutting you off. Not abiding by the rules. Don't they see me come? Well, we start raising hell. By the time we get to work, we're all twisted up in knots. And everything your boss says gets on your nerves. Everything you pull out of your inbox makes you mad. Your coworkers looking at you funny. Okay, this is the things we do to ourselves. Rather than living our dream. Today, I invite you. I challenge you. To change that routine. Instead, go to bed every night, giving thanks, and knowing that if and when you wake up in the morning, it's a brand new day. You can be, do, and have anything you want, need, or desire. You just need to get ready, set it up, put it into place. Okay? You're the one making the rules. Stop worrying about what everybody else is doing or what everybody else is going to say about you. Set it up. And when you got everything in place, go. Go quickly. You don't need to ask anybody. You don't need self-doubt. No fear. Don't start looking backwards. That's like driving through life, looking in the rearview mirror. Don't start beating up on yourself. Don't start beating up on other people. But make sure that every moment is spent working toward that end result, getting to that finish line, doing what you said you were going to do that day. And then when you continue to do that, then you start stitching everything together. We have 30 days of doing exactly what you said you wanted to do. You put everything in place. All the pieces fit. Okay? Then string them together and live a life of unlimited joy. Okay? If you are not doing something every day that gets you closer to that objective, then it's your own fault. If today looks just like yesterday and the day before and the day before that, last year, 5 years ago, and 20 years ago, it's your own fault. Nothing's holding you back. All your past experiences, or the way you were brought up. Okay? The things you've been through, none of that is holding you back from being, doing, or having the life that you desire. That's just an excuse. How many rich people, celebrities, okay, that have we heard about that have surmounted amazing circumstances, tremendous hardship. How many times did we read about people being healed from amazing, awful diseases in the body, or overcoming terrible accidents, realizing their dream. How many times have we heard tell of some miraculous event that took place? Sometimes you bring tears to your eyes, tears to joy. Because it helps us to know that all things are possible. So revitalize that dream, that passion. Remember the time when you were a child and you didn't know any better, and you thought you could live a life of unlimited joy. You had big dreams. You just could not wait to grow up so that you could be, do, and have the life you desire. You were going to do it up. And you played those games. And you had that fun. And you positioned yourself to succeed. Ready? Set? Go. Today, go to my website, www.unlimitedjoy.org. Join the program. Do something to change your life. Let me show you what I know. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.